This is The Indicator from Planet Money. On June 22nd, President Trump issued an executive order to restrict certain types of immigrants and temporary foreign workers from coming to the U.S. Now, this order applied to future immigrants, not to people who are already here or those who had already been approved to move here.
And the rationale given by the president was that with so many Americans out of work right now, he did not want more people from other countries competing with Americans for the available jobs. And the executive order was consistent with the president's broader agenda of limiting immigration to the U.S.
Maggie Peters is an associate professor of political science at UCLA, and she says there was one thing about the executive order that she found really surprising. Unlike the Trump administration's earlier changes to immigration, which had largely focused on restricting so-called low-skilled immigration, this new executive order also targeted visas for highly skilled workers.
And specifically, as Maggie explains, the order suspended new H-1B visas. Those are the visas that often go to foreign workers in the U.S. tech sector. The government had previously begun scrutinizing H-1B applications more than it had before, and that had made it more complicated to apply for them. But this order temporarily suspends granting H-1Bs altogether, with just a few exceptions.
But when you think about the H-1B workers who are coming into the tech sector, that's not exactly the population that we think about who've lost their jobs right now. If we think about any group, the tech sector has pretty quickly moved to being able to work remotely.